This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to another edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. If you already have questions for me, please stop listening and call me on 732-673-0510. First, a brief background on me. I prepared my first tax return in 1987, and I've been running my own CPA firm since 1992. We specialize in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offer the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. These podcasts do not take a political view, but seek to offer an unbiased interpretation of how global, national, and local events and legislation are impacting families and businesses at the street level. If you take a look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Now, on to today's topic, which is, do you have a side hustle? Then this memo is for you. Are you a full-time employee who also has a side hustle, which is a small business part-time? Are you in the gig economy? If you fit into either of these, you are a self-employed individual for that income. And if you do, there are very important tax issues that you need to be aware of and plan for. If you receive income from a side hustle, it's generally taxable even if you don't receive a 1099 for it. This is true even if you are paid in cash. On the other hand, depending on the circumstances, some or all of your business expenses may be deductible subject to the normal tax limitations and rules. The following tax issues may apply to those with a side hustle. If you receive the payment during the calendar year as a self-employed individual, 99% of the time you will need to file a Schedule C, profit or loss from business, and include that on your Form 1040. If you are providing services and are not certain whether you are an employee or independent contractor, you should call me to discuss this. Just because someone wants to pay you as a subcontractor doesn't mean you are one. There are very specific rules governing this distinction. Business owners save a lot of money if they pay you as a subcontractor, so they will tend to want to classify you this way. You may need to make estimated tax payments to pay tax on the income that isn't subject to withholding, such as your income from self-employment and rental activities. You may also make estimated tax payments to avoid penalties if the amount of income tax withholding from your salary, pension, or other income is not enough to cover your total tax for the year. Remember, taxes are pay as you go, and making estimated taxes is how you pay as you go. Taxpayers use estimated tax payments to pay both income tax and self-employment tax, which is FICA, which is also known as Social Security and Medicare. If you don't pay enough tax through either withholding or estimated tax, or a combination of both, you may have to pay a penalty. The payment of estimated tax for the income for the first quarter of the calendar year, that is January through March, is due April 15th. Payments for subsequent quarters are due on June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th. If you don't pay enough by these dates, you may be charged a penalty, even if you are due a refund when you file your return. If you also work as an employee, you can often avoid needing to make estimated payments by having more tax withheld from your paycheck. This may be a particularly attractive option if your side hustle is truly part-time. To do this, fill out a form W-4 and give it to your employer. If you need help making these changes, please feel free to call me so I can help. If you do have a side hustle or are involved in the gig economy, then your tax situation has become more complicated and you should consider hiring a CPA to help you calculate your projected tax liability as well as to give you direction on bookkeeping and accounting. Now, self-employed workers are taxed differently from employees. Self-employed individuals are independent contractors, two terms that are synonymous, and they must pay self-employment tax. Self-employment tax consists of Social Security and Medicare taxes, and with no employer matching of these taxes, self-employed individuals pay the full amount of Social Security and Medicare taxes themselves. However, don't confuse it with income tax or estimated tax. Self-employment tax is 15.3% of your net side hustle income on top of the ordinary income tax you pay. Now let me go over some expenses here. Depreciation is an income tax deduction for wear and tear and deterioration of property with a life longer than a year. It's an annual allowance that lets you recover over time the cost or other basis of certain property you own. The kinds of property you can depreciate include machinery, equipment, buildings, vehicles, and furniture. You can claim depreciation on property held for personal purposes. If you use property such as a car for both business or investment and personal purposes, you can depreciate only the business or investment use of that property. Other special rules and limits often apply, especially if you are an employee rather than an independent contractor. In some instances, you may qualify for one of the simplified options, such as the standard mileage rate for business use of a car, or the simplified method for claiming the home office deduction. Now, the tax code allows you to deduct certain other costs that are directly related to your business. You can deduct the business part of supplies, cell phones, auto expenses, food and drinks for your customers, parking fees, tolls, taxes. It's important to keep good records. Choosing a record-keeping system suited to your business that clearly shows your income and expenses. The business you're in affects the type of record you need to keep for federal tax purposes. Your record-keeping system should include a summary of your business transactions. Your records must also show your gross income as well as your deductions and credits. Federal law sets statute of limitations that can affect how long you need to keep tax records. Now, what if you are paying someone? What if you're paying a subcontractor? So the question is, do you pay anyone more than $600 in one calendar year for services? If so, you may need to give them a Form 1099 miscellaneous at the year end to report that. As you can see, even if it is part-time, a side hustle business can bring much complexity to your tax situation above and beyond that of being an employee. But we are here to help you every step of the way to make sure you stay compliant with the tax laws and to minimize your tax liabilities by educating you on what deductions you can take. Well, this brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative and impartial. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to me at chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. As always, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.